This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. You can join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. You do need to send a contact request if you haven't done so on Skype. We will approve it. And then once you're approved, you're good to go to call us there. I was expecting a call on Skype tonight. Maybe it wasn't going to be at the beginning of the show, but hopefully we're going to hear from Heather, who is our Thursday night, one of our Thursday night co-hosts, about the recent arrest of one Adam Kokesh. It was yesterday day.
Yeah.
He was apparently arrested again in Washington, D.C., and
at a peace rally.
I don't know what, I don't even remember the reason why they were there. I guess you're right about that. I'm not sure, but they had gone there for some reason, and they arrested him on an ostensible warrant out of Maryland. Of course, longtime listeners know Adam Kokesh as a well-known liberty activist, very prominent former Marine, who came to the ideas of liberty. And
once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's what they say.
You're never a former Marine.
Semper
Fi. I think you're a former Marine, but not an ex-Marine. I think that's
there you go.
Terminology that they like. I don't know.
So anyway, he's been arrested a few times in the past for acts of civil disobedience, including one in Washington, D.C., where he had a shotgun and racked it in the ironically named Freedom Plaza or Freedom Square or something like that. They went after him for that, raided his house, arrested him there, caught him with some mushrooms and other who knows what. He spent some time in a federal prison or some sort of holding facility for a while. Like basically most of a summer ended up getting, I think, a time served. I probably don't have all of the facts straight on that. But he was apparently wanted for a failure to appear. Heather had asked me to do a check on warrants out of Maryland because, she was just there when he got arrested. It wasn't clear for what reason the warrant was issued at the time that he was getting arrested, so she was pretty much in the dark. But she's been learning more today and was supposed to be at a court hearing of his as of 1 o'clock this afternoon. I have not yet heard back from her, so we don't know what's happened, but she has said that she will call in at some point tonight. And she says there's also video of the arrest. I don't know if that has yet gotten online.
I've seen video.
You've seen the video. Okay. Where was this posted? Because so far
it was a live stream on Facebook.
Oh, really? Okay.
Facebook Live.
Gotcha. See, I didn't know anything about it until I just happened to see some of the local activists chatting about it. We'll tell you more as we learn more about this, about Adam Kokesh.
Supposedly the outstanding warrant or whatever, the failure to appear, has already been handled. It just hasn't gone through the system. So.
Okay. All right. Are there updates coming from Adam's page? Where are you getting the info?
Facebook. People talking on Facebook is best I got.
All right. Toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to your calls and thoughts, and then Johnson is going to be telling us about a story he's been holding on to for a little bit. We just haven't had a chance to get to it, about American liberals from Vox.com. It's apparently about how liberals came to look down.
Vox, not Fox, just to be clear.
Yeah, how liberals came to look down on the very people they once tried to help. So you'll be telling us about that coming up. But first, we go to Jarls in Los Angeles, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Jarls.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey. I was interested in your thoughts on NASA. And if you think it's worth it going to Mars.
First, I'd say I love the idea of going to Mars. I think it's exciting. It's the sort of thing that brings people together. And, everything about it just seems interesting to me. I would think the worst organization to handle that would be the government. But I do consider NASA to be one of the more competent government agencies out there. I don't consider it. I also consider it to be one of the more spendthrift. But, you know, I would wonder to myself, what would be the necessity of the government going to Mars when organizations like SpaceX and, you know, these other private space agencies are already getting preparing for hotels in space, hotels on the moon.
Oh, yes. They've been saying that for 40 years.
Well, no, they haven't, because it's only very recently, within the last 10 years, that it has been legal for a private organization to go to the moon, to go into space.
That's right.
I was meaning it was conceptualized 40 years ago that they wanted tourism. And they wanted those moon motels.
Sure.
But yes, but we haven't gone back to the moon, which I find is strange, because I'm wondering, the Orion project is the new Mars project, and they said they're trying to figure out how to get through the radiation belts, which is a huge challenge. But I'm wondering, you did it six times in 3 years in the 60s. What seems to be the problem?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea either. I don't follow space travel closely, so I couldn't really give you an answer to that. But maybe if there's somebody out there who is following that closely, they can call in toll-free and answer your question.
Well, would you believe that NASA took Voyager 1 3 billion miles and turned it around and took a picture of the Earth?
And now I didn't know that.
And now that machine is supposedly 11 billion miles. And how in the heck are you controlling that thing?
I didn't know that they turned it around. I thought it really had ended its usefulness at this point. I heard some NPR report on it or something. I don't keep that close of a tab on it.
Oh, see, I do, because I think NASA gets paid $20 billion a year, and then for their little toys, they get paid multiple billions. So I'm wondering, what do we get out of all this? Because we need to focus on Earth, not Mars.
Well, if, you know, the government's always going to, waste its money, whether it wastes it on this planet or wastes it on another, seems to me.
Well, hopefully they can get on track and figure out what's going here, because I find it funny they can go to Mars 300 million miles, but they can only dig 9 miles into Earth.
Thanks for the call, Jarls. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I don't know if NASA digs into the Earth at all. I don't think that's their mission. Maybe he's just talking about that's what he believes that technology can do.
Well, I know the crust is between 3 and 33 miles thick, depending on where you are. So maybe he's referring to not being able to go into the mantle. I don't know.
We were in Concord today. Some of the local activists, actually a couple Free Talk Live co-hosts, Daryl Perry and myself and Chris from the Friday night edition from thinkpenguin.com. We were up there today. And as I was walking back up from being outside for a little bit, because the weather is all of a sudden summertime here in New Hampshire. Last week there was a snowstorm.
Happened quick, didn't it?
And this week it's 84 degrees. So anyway, we're outside and coming back in, and Robert from Vermont, who's one of our regular callers, was joking because apparently some guy on the front steps of the state capitol was talking about flat earth, you know, claptrap nonsense. And he was just joking because he said, I can't even get away from it in real life. Like, there just happens to be some flat earther standing up on the front step. So apparently it's not just relegated to the kooks that call Free Talk Live.
I wonder why it happened so quickly. I thought Jarls was a hollow earther.
Maybe he is. Honestly, I don't know. I don't keep track of who believes what crazy stuff.
Because 10 years ago, when I was trying to bring out the flat Earth just for kicks, so that everybody would be, hey, yeah, the Earth's flat, ha ha ha, you know, just trolling everybody. Nobody wanted to go for that stuff.
So, well, let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona. You can call in toll free and join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, I just called to wish you guys a happy Easter this week, and I know some of you may not celebrate it, but it is a holiday. And
I don't think any of the three hosts on the show celebrate Easter.
I hide a basket for my son.
You hide a basket?
Hide a basket.
Isn't the tradition to hide the eggs, and then they have the basket to collect the eggs in?
At our house, what we did was my mother put together sort of a, like this, I don't know how to describe it, but little pieces of paper that would lead you to the next piece of paper that would lead you to the next. And, you know, there'd be a treat in each spot. And then finally you get to the Easter basket after that.
Ah.
It's full of candy.
So, I mean, hold on, Patrick. We'll bring you back here. We can talk about, you know, Easter or whatever. Is it in the house somewhere or is it like out in the woods?
I'm not going out of the woods.
We're coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, Free Talk Live here. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that that you want. And our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And if you'd like to try out what may very well be the best pillow you'll ever use for near risk-free for 60 days, you can go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get your MyPillow at half off, or two for the price of one. Unlike a regular pillow, you can actually wash MyPillow. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it does a great job. I enjoy mine. I use it every night, and I have for about a year at this point. Mark, you as well?
Yep, not going to live without it.
So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. And within the first 60 days, if you don't agree with us, it's an awesome pillow, and you want to send it back to them, that's fine. You can do that. They will send you your purchase price back. So there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last for 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go back to Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona. Then coming up, Johnson's going to tell us about liberals. But Patrick, your thoughts first are welcome. You're wishing us a happy Easter. What else did you want to share tonight?
I just wanted to say, if you get a chance to, guys, and you have one of those, even though you don't celebrate it, go down to the park and watch one of those Easter egg hunts that the kids have. It'll bring you back to your childhood, even though you may not go. But watching those kids and just seeing them go crazy out there, and it makes you feel good inside.
Yeah, Easter egg hunts are probably the best part. I mean, you know, what's wrong with eggs, right? Like, they're a great source of cheap protein. You got the family time of coloring them, the hiding them. The kids get to run out and look for them. They really love that. I suppose the worst part of it, if there is one, is that obviously some kids get more stuff than other kids do, but usually they'll share if it's eggs as opposed to chocolate candy.
That's the beauty of it. You know, you get to see a bunch of kids getting along. And I mean, today's society, and you know what I do and everything, it's just one of those moments during the year that you can just, you don't have to think. You can just enjoy, you know. That's what I wanted to just share with you guys and wish you a very happy week.
Thank you.
I did see, as I was driving around the roads of New Hampshire recently, advertisements for what's called a helicopter egg drop. Has anyone ever heard of this before?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I found myself very curious. Like, what is a helicopter egg drop? And it does sound like the most exciting form of Easter egg hunt that you could possibly have. And apparently, go ahead.
They provide them with helmets.
Helicopters? No. Helmets? No. Apparently what they do is they actually apparently keep the kids away from a grass field. Then a helicopter comes out with tens of thousands of plastic eggs filled with toys and who knows what else, then drops them from the helicopter onto the field. Once the helicopter leaves, they then turn the kids loose to go and collect as many of the eggs as possible. I was envisioning that they would just drop the eggs right on the group of children from the sky, but I guess that's not how they do
it. Not, you're definitely not an insurance underwriter by trade.
Hey, thanks, Patrick, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go. Any Easter memories that anybody really has?
I do, any excuse to do crafts. I learned this thing when I was a kid from a grandmother that, I should say, like a step-grandmother kind of situation, and Ukrainian egg blowing, so where they, like, clear out the contents of the egg.
That's different from egg sucking.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Well, I mean, I suppose if you were really liked the flavor and needed the protein, you could probably just reverse directions.
Okay.
But the idea here is that you put, you know, poke holes, those tiny little holes in the egg, and blow out the contents, and
this
then paint, and then
raw
paint the egg. Yes, raw
okay.
egg, and then paint the remaining, you know, shell, and you have this sort of delicate piece of art. And so I thought it would be interesting one year, and I started doing this, and I'm continuing this sort of tradition of just painting these eggs. I use a nail polish actually on the egg to make it a little bit more substantial.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the colors would pop.
Yeah, the colors would pop, but it also, you know, the coating is sort of gives it an extra shell that'll give it a little bit more support.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
And it's nice. You know, it's a fun little. Yeah, I mean, I
so you still do that, or that was something you did in the past?
No, I started doing it a couple of years ago, stopped a little bit, and have continued.
So do you have, like, a little collection of Easter eggs? Yep. That's funny for an atheist, too.
Well, no, I mean, hold on. Easter is a far older holiday.
Ishtar.
Yeah, then, well.
Is that right?
I'm not sure that Ishtar is related.
Is that another one that the Christians ripped off from the pagans?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean, it's a celebration of new life. Okay. You know, what do bunnies have to do with Jesus dying on a cross?
Sex.
Right, that nothing. ducklings, chicks, all these things are representations of new life.
Uh-huh.
Now, you could say it's the resurrection, right? Like, so, you know, Jesus resurrecting is new life, but the resurrection story is by no means exclusive to Jesus.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
So this is just the time of the year that things are coming back. People are thinking about new
spring
life.
Is springing.
And, and especially up here when you've been covered in snow for the last 4 months, mm-hmm. and finally you can see the tulips and the daffodils, you know, their little peeking through, sometimes through the snow. Right now, no, it's like 70 degrees out there. I feel like turning the air conditioner on the way up coming here. But, yeah, I mean, there's... Easter is a great time for everyone to reflect about how the world renews itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not an atheist, but
me neither.
You know, nonetheless, I don't think that we've got the whole story behind Jesus's resurrection, if you know what I mean. So, you know, whatever. I believe in God. I'm fine with that.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Liberty Lover in Ohio. He's on via Skype. Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, did you guys hear about the shooting in San Bernardino?
I think I heard a headline on the news.
Yes. Murder, suicide?
Yes, in the elementary school.
Ooh, yikes.
What I've noticed, and, you know, people call me heartless for this, I don't like how people are politicizing this literally less than a few days to try to infringe upon other people's rights.
Now, wasn't this the same town where there was a shooting a couple of years ago, too, like a year and a half?
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that where the couple was? Shooting.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And have you ever heard of a group called Everytown?
No.
They are a gun violence prevention activist group.
Is this the one that former New York mayor...
Bloomberg, yes.
Yeah, Bloomberg's founded. Okay, yeah, I guess I have heard of it.
It's probably bad news then, if that's the case.
And I was looking on their page, and it never ceases to amaze me how they blow things like this up within literally an hour to try to push their agenda. And what I'm noticing is maybe this is why all these kooky people are going out there and doing this, because blow it up.
Okay, I want to come back and talk about this, and then we can talk about this actually might lead perfectly into the liberal discussion we're going to have here as well.
That's fine.
So stand by here, because, I mean, aren't we all guilty of utilizing world events to push our agenda? Isn't that what we do here to some extent on Free Talk Live? 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Here our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And you can Skype on in to join us here at LRN.FM. Plus, Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you're casting a vote against the current development team. You go to learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Our caller here, Liberty Lover, is still with us from Ohio. He brings up a news story which we have yet to cover here on Free Talk Live. It happened Monday in San Bernardino, another shooting that has made national headlines. This time, a man coming into a school to shoot and kill his estranged wife, as well as one student. He actually apparently shot two students. One of them died, and then he killed himself inside an elementary school in San Bernardino. And you had brought this up because of some activist group. What were they called?
Every Town, which is a branch of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. So okay. they're two groups that are very, very affiliated. They're basically the same group.
Yeah, I know that I've heard of the Moms Demand Action because I know they were testifying on some gun restriction bills that ultimately failed here in New Hampshire. And it was pointed out that this Bloomberg guy was behind the money man behind the group. So what about him?
About the well, I noticed that this has happened every time. They always put tragedies that like this out, and there's nothing wrong with reporting the news. But if you try to counter some of their arguments, they are one of the most closed-off groups you've ever seen. You try to respond to them on their social media pages,
they block
you're blocked.
You? Okay.
Yeah. You try to call them or email them, you're not allowed to do that. You can't contact anybody. The one time I managed to get one of their phone numbers by actually trying to join the group to try to have a reasonable discussion with them, they flipped out, and they're like, we're going to call the police on you if you call us ever again.
It's kind of funny, like, one of the statistics on their front page of their site right now is, on average, there are nearly 12,000 gun homicides a year in the United States. I'd actually like to know, what percentage of those are actually committed by police?
Well, yeah. About 1,000. So the homicide means someone died. It doesn't mean murder.
Right.
So does that exclude suicide?
Exclude suicide, yes.
It does exclude suicide. Now, does that mean so accidental shootings are included? Because that's a homicide, right?
That's typically different. There was a site I used to go to. Nonpartisan, and by that it doesn't really have any sides it takes. It's the Gun Violence Archive. When you go through and you actually look at it, you'll notice that a lot of them are officer-involved shootings or home invasions or defensive uses or unintentional shootings a lot of the time, and that tends to get thrown in. Like when you used to hear Hillary Clinton last year, for example, say, you know, 90 people a day die of gun violence. Only like 15 or 20 of those were murders. Usually.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know, if a gun's used to prevent further violence, then I guess it's not a particular problem. I mean, you know, obvious. You break into somebody's house brandishing a weapon and, you know, you die, I don't care.
So they're claiming 12,000 homicides per year, was it?
Yes.
Well, according to the Wikipedia article on defensive gun use, the low-end estimates are that there are 55,000 to 80,000 incidents per year of someone using a gun in a defensive way to stop a crime, basically, from occurring. But the higher-end estimates are 4.7 million incidents per year.
Well,
and I don't know if that's in the U.S., but I presume that it is.
Well, there are a lot of instances of defensive use, and what a lot of people don't understand is defensive use doesn't always mean you shoot. You know,
that's
nine
right.
times out of 10 simply brandishing the gun. I mean that sound is going to scare anybody away if you ask
that
me.
Sounded legit.
Yep, that was legit.
That actually came across really good over
sounded very good.
Yeah,
it's convincing.
I mean
looking at their facts and looking at the math, some of them are kind of interesting. They say on an average day 93 Americans are killed with guns. I did the math on that. That would mean that 34,000 roughly a year die, average American would be died from, killed with guns, mm-hmm. whatever that means.
And the vast
but then it says 62% of firearm deaths in the United States are suicides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the vast majority are suicides. And one of the most common arguments I'll hear is, I believe a long time ago I saw this video on Vox where they're like, we need to put restrictions on guns because people who try to commit suicide deserve a second chance.
What's interesting, too, is that these facts don't line up. So if they say on average there are nearly 12, they say, they've got these little cards for their facts here. So it says on an average day, 93 Americans are killed with guns, right? And I just did the math, mm-hmm. That's 34,000 a year. Then they say on average there are nearly 12,000 gun homicides a year in the United States. And then another fact is 62% of firearm deaths in the United States are suicides.
So being killed
with a gun.
Well,
these facts don't line up.
Right.
If 62%, right? Well, 12,000 over 34,000 is
not
62%. It's like 33. Yeah. Like, so where's the lie? Which one of these cards did you lie on? Because you
probably
lied
all
on
of
one
them.
Of them. You know, like, yeah, exactly.
The facts are manipulated. My stance on guns is very different than most people's. I'm not one of the people that'll go around saying, like, oh, well, guns save lives, or I say more guns, less crime, or more guns, more crime. I'm not like that. I am just of the opinion that you can own whatever the heck you'd like to own.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that the more guns, less crime statistics...
It's not true across the board, right?
I just don't think it holds water. I've looked and looked and looked and looked, because I live in a state where gun ownership is high and crime is low.
Mm-hmm.
But there are states where gun ownership is high and crime is high. And I also challenge people, why don't you head on down to Tegucigalpa, Guatemala, and take a look at what, how more guns and less crime fit together there. Because there's everybody's armed. And
it's illegal to have guns, right?
I wouldn't know it. Apparently not.
In a lot of places outside of the U.S., it's not legal. That doesn't mean everybody doesn't have guns. You know, that's what they say in Mexico, is that everybody's armed, but you know, nobody really cares.
Most of the time when people say that, though, because a lot of the time I'll hear people say, like, for example, in Great Britain, guns were banned. A lot of the time when people say guns were banned, they don't understand that they weren't exactly banned. They're just nearly impossible to get. Actually, you'd be surprised that in countries like Britain, it's not insanely hard to get a firearm. It's just it's a more tedious process than we have here. If you want to get a gun in the United States, all you have to do is fill out the 4473 form and not be a felon, which, by the way, I disagree with that little aspect. And you got your gun.
Well, now, I mean, that sounds like some sort of federal form. I can tell you one thing. I've never bought a gun brand new. And here in New Hampshire, you can buy and sell guns to people that you know without any kind of forms to fill out. So it's not like that everywhere. And I suspect it's probably a lot harder to buy a gun in a place like New York State than it is to get one in Ohio where you are or in New Hampshire.
Here it's not too tedious of a process, but we have a lot of restrictions on, like, defensive use, for example. If somebody breaks into your house and you shoot them, you better have a really, really good reason that your life was in danger. Huh. We don't have castle doctrine here.
Oh, yikes.
Castle
doctrine means that if somebody's in your house, you can basically shoot them without permission, that kind of thing.
There's also a stand your ground law in New Hampshire that passed controversially a few years back. Probably like, I remember I was in jail for civil disobedience when the news came out, so that was like 6 years ago. And there was all this, you know, hubbub, like, oh my God, people are going to be killing each other in the streets now that they can stand their ground and, like, you don't have to retreat, even if it's in public, as long as you feel like your life is in jeopardy. And it's not legal advice, it just was my understanding of what had happened. And what do you know, we don't have gunfights in the streets and everything is fine and just as peaceful.
The easiest way to summarize how it works in Ohio is this little tidbit. If you are getting carjacked and you're outside of the car, you can't shoot. Only if you're in the car.
That's crazy. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the info. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, whether you want to talk about guns or, as we're going to get into here, liberals. You've got a story all about the liberals and how they came to despise the very people they intended to help. Johnson's going to tell us about that coming up. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-1562. That's 1-800-663-1562. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here on 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Let's see. We also have a great way for you to help support Free Talk Live, which will also get you the shopping that you need to get done by going to Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, there's Amazon US, UK, Amazon Canada. You just go there, get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We do finally have Heather Mullen. She's on the line with us here from D.C. Heather, you're on Free Talk Live, our Thursday night co-host. Hey there. And it's Mullins, right? Heather Mullins.
Yeah, Heather Mullins with an S.
Yep. All right. So you were out yesterday, was it? Yesterday afternoon in D.C. with Adam Kokesh when he was unexpectedly arrested. What happened?
Okay, so we were actually originally at a conference, and then we had decided to do this protest outside the White House protesting the drone strikes in Syria.
Wait a minute. Adam, you didn't have a permit?
No. I don't think you need one there anymore, though, or maybe you do. But
you never need a permit to protest.
You don't need
it's
a permit
free
when
speech.
You're Adam, anyway.
Yeah, it's called free speech. It's called
the Constitution.
It's called the First Amendment. You don't need a permit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so he had made this event to do the, it was kind of like a last-minute, spur-of-the-moment decision, but we decided we were going to go to Washington, D.C., try to organize this protest, to protest the drone strikes, because, you know, for Adam, it's something, that's one issue that he's really passionate about, having been in Fallujah and, like, you know, regretting some of the things that he was driven to do by the military over there in a war based on lies and bad intelligence, you know, to come home and realize you weren't fighting for freedom or fighting bad guys. You were just fighting against innocent people for banksters, politicians, and profiteers. So his whole thing was, one, Donald Trump, who's never seen a day in combat, is in no position to even declare such drone strikes. Two, back in 2013, Obama tried to do the same thing, and members, over 100 members of Congress sent a letter to Obama saying that what he was about to do would be illegal and that he needed to seek congressional approval. So you fast forward to today, 2017, Donald Trump just went and did the exact same thing Congress said back in 2013 was illegal. So, you know, we were there to protest all of these things, and he was there with his blowhorn and soapbox ready to tell the world.
And how many people attended this? Was it just you and Adam, or was there a larger group?
I don't even know, because Secret Service, I don't know if it's because of, like, facial recognition software or if it's because of, you know, the fact that he created an event and tagged the White House as the location. But we showed up there. We got there a little early, so I was actually helping him film some man on the street videos. He was literally on camera interviewing this guy that was protesting the NRA because these protesters want universal background checks and more gun laws, and they were just very, very anti-gun. And Adam was doing a man on the street video interviewing the guy when a Secret Service member came up to him. Huh. There was a couple of them, and he just, I turned the camera on the Secret Service guy, like, okay, what's going on here? And they're like, we have, are you Adam Kochek? They didn't even get his name right, but they're like, we have reason to believe you're Adam Kochek. They're like, can we see some ID? And he goes, Adam what? And they're like, Kochek. And they're like, well, can I help you? Like, am I doing anything wrong or illegal here? And they're like, well, can we see your ID? We have reason to believe you're Adam Kochek and that you might have a stay away order. And this is what they originally said, right? A stay-away order. But then, like, moments later when he's just like, can you spell that last name? That's what Adam said. another one came over and said, you know, do you got a warrant?
Usually, before you go on, before you continue with the story, when the cops are asking you if you are somebody, they're usually not asking it because they're a fan and they want your autograph.
Yeah.
So 9 times out of, 10 times, probably 99 times out of 100 times, they're fixing to make an arrest. They just want to make sure that their hunch is correct. Right. They saw
somebody.
They
want you to confess.
Right. They want you to confirm. Give them, do their investigation for them. Right. They saw Adam, and they said, hey, isn't that Adam Kochek? And there's a warrant out for him.
Do I have any obligation to provide you with that information, officer?
And the answer is most cases, no. But in some areas, there are stop and ID requirements if, like, the police have some sort of reasonable suspicion that a crime has been committed and that you might match the description of that person.
But they'll always say a crime's been committed.
Yeah.
I mean, they are allowed to lie. And they'll do it all the time to be able to find out who a person is. So if you're walking down the street, the chances are very good that, and they decide they want to, find out who you are. You're walking late at night, whatever it is you're doing. Hey, there's been some burglaries in the area, and just wanted to get your, just find out some information. So of course there've been some burglaries in the area. In the last 10 years. So it's not like you're, walking down the street with a TV set in your hand. I'm sure somebody has been. And, it's a free country. You can walk down the street with a TV set in your hand. But, it just seems they're a little chipper to be getting people's information to me.
All right. So they ask him, are you Adam Kochek? They, he asks
Do you have your ticket? Do you have your ticket to get it back? I'm Kochek. I'm Adam Kochek.
One of the people I was with made a joke and was just like, everyone should have stood up and been like, I'm Adam Kochek. I'm Adam Kochek,
yeah.
Like the Spartacus movie.
That would have been awesome. Hindsight is always 2020, of course.
That's how they spelled it, and then eventually they determined that they were going to arrest him, and they started, putting him in handcuffs, and that's when I started live streaming, and we live streamed it to his page, and this whole ordeal, and it was ironic, right? They showed up like almost at like 5 of 12 when the event was supposed to start. So we'd gotten there fairly early. So we don't know if anybody showed up. Like there was a couple people that had already showed up that saw him get arrested and stuff, but more people were like had RSVP'd and were going to be coming. And actually there was somebody there that was a local DC reporter that had seen a shirt that I was wearing and recognized it as like an activist and like came and tracked me down. And I've actually been hanging out with him for the last day, and he's been live streaming updates and stuff, and actually came to the courthouse today when Adam had his hearing at 1 o'clock. And they tried to, we requested that they let him out on personal recognizance because we had a letter from the TSA, which is like stems from this, the whole reason that he had a warrant out of Maryland.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out.
Why has he been arrested?
He was arrested because part one is, okay, he was on, he had the bracelet on his ankle, which I believe was from loading the shotgun in Freedom Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that on his ankle and went through TSA one day back in like 2000, whatever, 14, 15 when this incident took place. And the TSA was hassling him about the ankle bracelet. And, you know, eventually it got frustrating and Adam made some comment. And don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure he made some comment like, what, you guys can't tell the difference between an ankle bracelet and a bomb or something. And that ruffled some feathers. And then they tried saying that he was, they charged him with like interfering with security procedures.
Not allowed to say the B word.
Welcome
to America. So, you can't say the B word in an airport.
Because it offends people and then causes, you know, it
that's right. It so all those poor sheep there could just riot and start running down the street.
So this is some kind of federal charge that they've hit him with, and then he didn't show up for court, right?
That's what they're saying, right? They're saying he didn't show up to, that it was, there's some date back on February 10th, 2016 that he was supposed to show up to, that he didn't show up, so they issued a bench warrant. So this warrant's apparently been out there, even though he's been arrested. He was picked up by Border Control like a couple weeks ago, coming back, sneaking across the border from Anarchapulco. to make a statement that it's easy to sneak into the country. He was picked up by Border Control, and they never
apparently
told him
failed.
He had a warrant. You know what I mean? So
the federal Border Patrol picked up a guy with an ankle bracelet illegally entering the country. Let him go. Okay, sounds legit. Go ahead.
That's funny.
But
so what happened in court today?
Too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, one little off-topic thing is, and I didn't even think about this, Adam apparently could have, like, boarded, right? Apparently somebody at the airport on my way when I left last Thursday, that's why I wasn't on the show, somebody at the airport told me you can actually pay money ahead of time to skip the TSA like searches and stuff.
If you're a felon.
It's called pre-check. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, so what happened in court 1 o'clock this afternoon?
So in court 1 o'clock this afternoon, he came out and we were like, you know, I showed them the letter from the TSA that basically said that they weren't going to be, they were reducing it to a warning, and basically their internal investigation, they couldn't come back with anything conclusive, but that he may have obstructed their, you know, ability to do their job, but for right now, they're not going to be moving forward. And so I gave that letter to them in court, and the prosecution requested that, we not release him on personal recognizance, but that we have a $10,000 secured bond. To even though Maryland only has 3 days to pick
can
him up.
Can you stick around and tell us the rest of the story, Heather?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on. We're going to bring it back. More with Heather in moments. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.